it's not going to matter what the individual characteristics of that worker would be, right? That it would but in other words, it would not, you know, in other words, you would want to have a diverse workforce, but I mean, in terms of, right. But I mean, you could tap into a fairly vibrant pool, you know, to get that. So
I would like to offer an additional perspective. I think the biggest problem, the most difficult hurdle to overcome, is mathematics in the grades 4 through 8. That is where we are getting this bifurcation. And I think parity, you're quite right. It doesn't have to be 50%. It might be 60-40 in different fields. But it's mathematics, and it's the teaching of mathematics from grades, I guess, 3, 4, and then to 8. If the girls don't get the math then it's all over. It's just plain all over. And they're not going to be engineers. They're not going to be physicists or whatever. And I think that is the major issue that we really have to slam hard at. And I think that's something that we can all work on.
Yeah, I just want to add one other point about the notion of too many women in biology, about enough in chemistry. If you look at just degree production, the women are not equally distributed across certain subdisciplines. So I would take a different argument that I'm not convinced that there are too many in any particular field. And you take, for example, in psychology, if you look at psychometrics, you see something very different. I've been on a number of the technical advisory committees at GRE, and I can pretty well validate that. I think the other issue, many years ago when I was on the women's committee here, probably far too long, to be legal, it was about 10 years, we had this issue about women in microbiology. And so there was the question of what came first. Was it the culture that was receptive, or did more women come in? So I think your overall point is that it doesn't have to be 50-50, and that degree production is one thing, participation in the workforce is another, yet another is being able to be in leadership positions. And until we see those women going into the faculty on universities where they would like to go, whether it's research or teaching schools, whether or not they become the heads of certain companies, whether or not they become the deans, that, to me, is the end result, not the degree production.
So it seems like we have enough conversation that we could stay much longer, but I know that all of you have a demanding schedule. So please help me give a round of applause to our speakers today. And I want to thank our colleagues on the web. I'm sure that there were some hands raised that I didn't see. I will own that. But most importantly, I really want to invite you to either through email or conversations that the committee, and Dr. Colwell will close this out, but the committee is really interested in what you think. We're really at a time where we have new committee members coming on, and when we meet next month, we're very sincere that we're going to be picking what we want to look at for the next couple of years. So your input is really critical. And so, Rita, I don't know if you want to make some closing remarks.
Just thank you all, and remember, it's a blueprint.